Republican candidates Mark Newman and Scott Walker and Democrat Tom Barrett all released statements on the future of the stewardship program. Newman says he's preserved land while working in the private sector and did so without government mandates and taxpayer funding. He says that's a model for which he would push as governor. Scott Walker says he supports preserving land for hunting, fishing, and trapping. Tom Barrett says he believes in protecting Wisconsin's environmental treasures and natural resources, and that conservation would be a priority. Barrett's views seem closest to those of incumbent Governor Jim Doyle, who recently bristled at the notion that a future governor could dramatically limit the stewardship program.
I think they'd have a pretty hard fight on their hands if they went in to roll back the stewardship fund. Let me say something that's really important about stewardship, particularly in these very difficult economic times. This is money that you bond for over a 10-year period of time. And I feel very strongly that you shouldn't go crazy in good times, and you shouldn't slash and burn in bad times. The idea of that is over a 10-year period of time, in good or bad times, that you spend the money that has been allocated from this bonding program.
The stewardship program currently plans to use about $86 million a year for land preservation over the next decade. The state has preserved about 580,000 acres since stewardship began 20 years ago. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.